How's everyone doing? Okay. Uncle Shim. 901. Oh. Late. Okay, let's begin, guys. Great to see everybody. I want to start with the importance. Let's try to get it down. I want to start with the importance of Shabbos Miris. Mishaburim and Shimon Reish Pei Tes Sifkat and Hay. Reish Pei Tes Sifkat and Hay writes that during the Shabbos meal, there's a minig to sing Zmiris, praising Hashem. So if I would ask you, where is the Makor in Shas to sing Zmiris on Shabbos? We always want to find the Makairis. Where is the Makor in Shas? So the earliest Makor for singing Zmiris on Shabbos taught in the Gemara and Megillah on Yud Beis and Yud Beis. The Gemara teaches that on the seventh day of Achashverus' feast, which was also Shabbos, the Jews began singing praises to Hashem. So it was the seventh day of the feast, which was also Shabbos, they began praising Hashem, singing praises to Hashem. The Piskei Tshuvos and Sif Tes quotes, Piskei Tshuvos, a collection of Gedolei Achronim, quotes many Gedolei Achronim that stress the importance of singing Shabbos mirrors and learning Torah at the Shabbos table. It should be incorporated in your meal. You guys get married, have kids, you have to try to strategize how you're going to make this part of your meal. To sing Zmiris, to have Divrei Torah. Now, I don't think you have to be computerize it in the sense that you have to be, you know what I mean, like a robot. But it should blend in naturally into the meal. And it shouldn't be forced, because you don't want to force things upon the family. But the Zmiris should blend in. Now, question is, what about women? About singing Zmiris at a table where there are boys or men that they're not married to or not related to. So the Gemara writes in Brachas, I believe it's on Daf Chaf Dalem Aleph, that Kol Isha Irva, that the voice of a woman, I want you guys to get this down, is called an Irva. Now, that means a man is not allowed to listen to a woman singing voice, because it's considered an irva. Now, what is the nature of that isser? What do I mean, though? What is the getter at din? Is it objectively an irva? Like, there's certain parts of a woman that you're not allowed to look at is an irva, right? She has to cover. And therefore, the voice, the singing voice, is also labeled as an irva. Or do you say no? That kol isha irva is usser because it's going to generate hirhurim, which are all also usser. Man's not allowed to hear hurim for a woman. Okay? So the question is, what is the getter at din of kol isha irva? Is it objective irva or is it an isser? I want you guys to get this. It's garim hirhurim. And I want to give you a few nafkaminas. This is one of them. Is there possible to entertain a heter that when you sing Zmiris, it won't be a problem of kol isha irva? Because if you hold it's an objective irva, then it's a problem no matter what. If you hold, it's going to cause hirhurim. Hopefully, when you're singing Zmiris, which are mitzvahs praising Hashem, you're not going to have any hirhurim. So I want you to get that nafkamina down, okay? Another nafkamina might be, and this is always, we want to train you to think like that, what is the nature of the din? Another one might be is that if you don't hear the voice live, you hear it through a tape, you hear it through a radio, you hear it through the internet. So, is that reason to be makel? So, Rabbi Avadia has, based on the Tosis, that if you can't picture her, if you've never seen the woman in your life, then maybe you could entertain a svar to be materit. You follow me? Because it will not generate her hurum. However, if you hold, I'm sorry, the opposite. If you hold, it's going to be a problem of her hurum, then it would be a problem. Even if it's not live, it still might cause her hurum. But if you hold it's objective irva, then maybe one could suggest that it's not an objective irva because it's not live. Yes? A third nafkamina would be, is there any kulas like NCSY for Kiruv? You know, the Gemara says to have a chorus is usher because they're going to be listening attentively, the men to the women, you know, responding back and forth. But let's say singing together. So the Sri Daesh had a kula that it's okay for Kiruv. Good morning, Eliezer. However, if you hold his objective irrever, there should be no kula for kiruv. You got me? So those are three good nafkaminas, and I'll add on a fourth regarding the two approaches to kol ish irva. Is there a problem of a woman listening to a man's voice singing? The Sefer Hasidim has yes, and other poskim don't mention it. If you hold it's irhurim, then women can't have irhurim either. Now, the issue of irhurim is much worse for a man than a woman. Why? Because a madlid the what hotzera zera levatala, yes, which is an issur itself. Whether it's deraisa or the rabbanan, it's certainly usur. A person not allowed to be motzi zera levatala. Whether that's an issur deraisa or rabbanan, some place in the poskim, but that's usur for a man. Women don't have that, but women still have an issur of irhurim. They say that in Kriyat Shema. So if it's going to cause irhurim, then it's a problem. But if you hold it an objective irva, maybe it's only one direction. What do I mean by one direction? Only a woman's voice. You follow me? Not a man's. So let's chazer over the four nafkaminas. Okay? What's the nature of this or kol ish irva? You ever had a ball game and the woman's singing the national anthem, you shouldn't look at her. Because then you could rely on that heter lamaisa. Maybe it's not going to cause irhurim lamaisa if you don't look at her. Okay, you don't know, you can't picture in her mind, so maybe there'll be no problem with your hurim. Yes, Ruli. Really.
Let's not focus on the nature of the
yeah, usually we assume it's only a singing voice. Okay?
The way we get to that, though, is how that, if that means that, like, inherently, usually in the case of air,
the assumption of the Gemara is kol, meaning is when she's singing. Okay? There is a notion that there is a discussion in the Gemara B'Mitzvah Pevav about saying shalom. You're not allowed to say maybe shalom to a woman because it might be, that word might be chiba, might be endearment. So that's a different type of din. But usually the din of kol ish is only a singing voice, not the voice. Yes, Nate. So she would be over lifneiver, just like a woman who doesn't dress properly and causes men to look at her. So she's over lifneiver. But the man is over kol ish irva. Yeah, so Nate's asking, what about a non-Jewish woman? Also it would apply. Correct. Yes. Now, I don't know if... Yes, Yosef, go ahead. Would a woman be over? She's not transgressing anything. She's causing lifneiver. She's being machshel the man. That's a separate issur. The man hearing the woman is over kol ish irva. He's looking at it. He's hearing the irva. Now, there is a discussion. I don't know, but this is what they say. That the Rav Zatzal... I don't know how many times he went in his life, maybe once or twice, who knows. But is it okay to go to the opera? Right? The opera. Now that's a woman singing, right? So I don't know. So if you hold Lamaisa that it's an objective irva, maybe it's a problem. If you hold it, it's irhurim, I mean the Rav was going to have irhurim, so Lamaisa was okay. We generally don't do that, but this is what the Rosh Hashanah once told us, that I don't know how often he went, once or twice, but I guess he held the nature this was Yehurim, wasn't going to be Yehurim. We generally don't rely on that. Yes, go ahead, Yosef.
And besides, the more that it's also pretty different that the Rav's time, there's less imagery that's so much more.
Could be. But that's coming from the approach of what? That the nature is Yehurim. I understand, yeah, it could be. But I'm saying the lumpness of it, it's coming from that same approach. If you hold it's objective, it should be a problem. Yes, Eliezer.
It's either a choir of women or a choir
of men. I couldn't hear you.
What if it's either a choir of women?
Yeah, so we said a chorus is much more of a problem because the men are listening attentively to the women, know when to respond. So that's a big problem for Lysa. What'd you say? Well, I guess there's a concept in the Gemara called Trei Kala Lo Mishtama, that two voices cannot be heard. But the Gemara says by Megillah, since the Megillah is so chaviv, if two voices do the Megillah, it's good. Because since the Nes of Purim is so dear to us, they're going to listen attentively. So if a man is interested in the woman's voice, we're also going to be afraid of that, you know? So usually, see, that's what the Sri Desh talks about, you know, if you're singing together, NC Swire, Kiruv, in the France, they had a lot of these youth groups, the Makar of the Yidim. So he thought it was okay because they would go off to Dera. So they needed to do that. What do they do in NCSY, your conventions? Everyone sings together, right?
The boys are on one side and the girls are on the other. They're kind of bunched up. They're really good.
Gotcha. So that's the cool of the Sri Desh. But if you're doing a chorus, then that's a problem, Eliezer. Okay? Because first the men, then the women, they're listening. Oh, when do we have to what? Respond. Yeah, go ahead, Shruti.
Is there for the most part a generally accepted?
Yeah, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir Shir.
I'm saying in terms of whether it's more the objective issue or the objective.
I don't know. I think generally we're post Gemara Machmerana because it's Nisi D'Oraisa. So whenever it's Nisi D'Oraisa, generally we're Machmer. Okay? I think if you're at a Shabbos table and you see women and you're eating with girls and they're singing, I don't think you should tell them not to sing. It's not, you know, there is a shittas that, you know, you should go like this. You know, you look like a, you know what I mean? You got to be normal, like we always say. You got to use your seichel. You know what I mean? You're sitting in a meal with a bunch of guys and girls, you go and start going like this. They'll think you're nuts, you know what I mean? So, but ideally, I understand, a lot of women are machmer on it, you know, and understandably so, because it's a suffix d'oraisa. Suffix d'oraisa. Yes, Yosef?
But like chanting or like, it's like close singing, it's not. It's like shouting. Why they have these like chants?
Yeah, I don't think that's singing. You mean the chants and the cheers? I don't think that's singing. You understand what he's saying? They do chants and cheers, he said, in NCSY. That's what he said. I mean, you're wearing the jacket. I mean, you know? I don't think that's a problem. I think it's only...
I personally have never allowed one person to do it alone, like boys or girls. So like, I never personally had that issue.
I don't think it's singing.
Say like this grade.
Has to be singing, but we have to be cognizant of it. Okay. We have to be cognizant of it. So you can't listen. Rav Avadia says you can't listen on the radio if you can picture her in your mind. If you never knew you never saw her in your life, then you can listen on the radio. It's not ideal. He doesn't advocate it, but that's an interesting din. Okay, so let's continue now. So I just want, how do we discuss this? Because we discussed this about the importance of singing Zmiris at the Shabbos table. Now, you don't have to be robotic in the sense that you have to sing every Zemer. You know, Friday night there's a set of songs, Shabbos morning, but you should at least sing one or two, maybe even more, you know. And right, Baruch Kel Elyon is when? The first one, Shabbos lunch. And what's the first one? Friday night. That's my rendition. And then the Shabbos lunch is Baruch Kel Elyon, right? So God willing, we'll sing it at the Shabbaton, Bezrat Hashem, okay? All right, let's continue, Bezrat Hashem. I want to now discuss the concept. Okay, the concept, we have to go fight in the Gemara today, Bezrat Hashem, so we got a lot to do, but I want to discuss the concept now of 100 brachas. How does this relate to what we're doing in Shabbos? Because every day of the week, we're able to get to 100 brachas, thank God, Bezrat Hashem. Problem is on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, the Shmoneh Esrei brachas are only 7. Normally, it's 19 during the week. We call it Shmoneh Esrei, the 19th was added by who? Reb Shimon HaKotan V'lam Al Shinim. Okay? V'lam Al Shinim. That was added much later by Shmuel HaKotan. Because you know what V'lam Al Shinim talks about? It talks about Jewish Mosrim, that Mosrim other Jews. And I heard from a Rav in Pesach of Zupnik Shlit, I thought it was a nice Ha'ara. You know, we always have hope for people. The only people we have no hope for is Mosrim. V'lam Al Shinim Al Tehi Tikva. You ever think about that? We have no hope for them. So it's a terrible thing, and that's the din lemaisa. That's the din that you know we say. But that was added. Now they couldn't find someone to really write the bracha on that, So they only found Shmuel HaKatan. Why Shmuel HaKatan? Because it says in Avos, bin fol or yivchal tismach, do not rejoice over the fall of enemies. Yes? So the best person to write it would be him, because that was his motto. So he really never helped, never wished anyone bad. But a Moser, you know, he was a different category. He never had any personal thing, because he always says, bin fol yivchal tismach. Never rejoice at your enemies. How do you know before Yivchal Tisma was talking about Jews and not Goyim? What's the Gemara saying? Megillah and Yigim Lomad Aleph? You know, Mordechai stepped on Haman's back to get on the horse, the Gemara says. He stepped on his back to get on the horse. Right? You know that? And he kicked him. Mordechai kicked him while he stood on his back to get on the horse. So Haman turns around and says to Mordechai, what do you mean? B'fol Yivchal Tismach. He quotes from the Mishnah. Yes? You're not supposed to rejoice over your enemies. Why are you kicking me? So you know what? Mordechai quickly turned back and said to him, Hani Mili what? Hani Mili be Yisrael, and not Goyim. You're a Goy, he says. So you see that phrase applies to what? Only Jews, right? So that's why Shmuel HaKatan added the Lam Al Shini. Yes? He was the one chosen. That's what Valper Tzatzal said. Because everyone was a tzaddik, but in that area, we weren't worried about someone had some personal issues with someone. And that's what he wrote, had a guy in mind when he wrote for Lama Shini. Okay? So we got a problem. Because if you do the math, 19 minus 7 is how much? 12. So 12 times 3 is what? 36, correct? 12 times 3 is 36. So your 36 brach is missing right off the bat on Shabbos. Now, you do make them up with Musaf, which has 7. Yes? So it's 36 minus 7 is what? 29. So you need to make up 29 brachas every single Shabbos. Now, where's the Makkah? You're supposed to say 100 brachas every day. It's a Gemara Menachas Mem Gilmum Mem Beis. Ma Hashem Shoel Meimach. What does Hashem ask from you? Ki'im Le'ira. But just to fear Him. Ein Ma Elameya. Ma means 100. The Gemara makes a drasha. Menachas Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara relates that Reb Chiya would try to hard to recite extra brachas on snacks and besamim in order to reach the 100 brachas quoted. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph and Simrei Sadi, paskins like Reb Chiya, that one should eat fruits and snacks and smell besamim in order to make sure that he reaches the 100 brachas quoted. So what's the source of this halacha? So let's get it. Mishabur and Simon Memvav Sifkat Yadal is Mazbe that during the reign of David HaMelech, 100 brachas were 100 people were dying every day from a single plague. But when David HaMelech enacted to recite 100 brachas daily, the plague stopped. The Mishabur there delineates how a person easily reaches 100 brachas on a daily basis. But on Shabbos, one's missing. He writes here 13 brachas, right, that need to be made up with various fruits, snacks, and besamim. For this reason, many people make in tish on Friday night and kiddushim in Shabbos morning to reach the 100 daily brachas. Mishabru continues that if you cannot reach the quota, you should listen attentively and answer amen to the brachas of the Torah and the Haftorah. And b'shas adchak, they are including your 100 brachas. You should not say Baruch Aruch Shemo. Anytime someone shani motzi in a bracha, you never say Baruch Aruch Shemo. By Kiddush v'Avdallah, so by Aliyahs and the Haftorah, before and end, you should only say Amen. Because the Gemara has a klal kolomer, Amen kimotzi bracha mipiv dami. Anyone who answers Amen is like you actually said the bracha from your mouth. So what we see from here is that could be included. However, the Mishabur, most poskim, or a chashun sevah hold that lechachil is preferable not to rely on answering amen during kriyas Torah for the 100 bracha count. Mishabur and Simon Tufrei Shchav Beis have gone, hey, quotes a Hezber, the reason we recite En Kelokenu on Shabbos Ashkenazim, you know, Sfardim, Misa Sfard does it every day. We only do it on Shabbos and Yontif in order to reach the 100 brachas quota. When you say Baruch Elokeinu v'chule and Atahu Elokeinu, as if you recited the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem. Wow. However, the Mishabur in Simrei Sadi does not mention that Ein Kelokeinu counts as actual brachas towards 100 daily brachas. Mishabur also quotes the Magen Avraham who says that a person should not recite a bracha Shein Tzricha, an unnecessary bracha, making a bracha achrona with intent to eat again, and recite another bracha immediately after Zorah to reach on her bracha. So you follow me? You know what a bracha shein in tzricha means? A bracha that's not necessary. According to the Rambam, you're over the issur d'oraisa of lotisa, the third of the Aseret HaDibros, last week. Tosfos says only the Rabbanan. So you're not allowed to say a bracha eats 10 times. Go outside, come back in. You know what I mean? You don't do that. Try to naturally get to the 100 brachas, but they do pass around to some. So first Eliezer, then Nate, and then Jake. Go ahead, Eliezer. That's a great kasha. He asked the kasha. If Binfal Yivchal Tis is only for Jews, but then Hashem said you can't, we only, on the seventh day of Pesach, we don't say a full hallel. Masa Yadin Tovim Ram Temer Mishur Wataf in Megillah. You do him in Pesach. If you dap him earlier. Right? Doesn't that Gemara, they were Goyim. So that was my third, that was the Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah Drasha, my third daughter, that I wrote up to answer that kasha. Six answers to that kasha. There are six answers to your kasha. Now, do I even remember one answer? That's a question. But there are five, six answers to that kasha you're asking. It's a great kasha. One answer I will tell you that I remember is that Masayadet Tom Muyam, Yatem Mishubit, doesn't mean it literally. It means, Hashem says, they should be killed. But why are you what? Why are you doing it? Right? Meaning they should be killed in the same way. They should be killed in the same way that they were what? That they punished us. And how did they do that? They what? They drowned us. So Hashem says, they should be drowned. Why are you killing them through Shira? So in other words, if you take that Gemara and turn it around, the Gemara is not saying that Hashem's giving them Musar. Hashem's just giving them Musar, you're killing them in the wrong way. But there's no problem in what? In being rejoicing on the Goyim. That's one of the answers. That's taking the Gemara and turning it around completely. You follow me? Pashup Shad is like you're asking. I have to think about the other answers, okay? I gotta look it up. It's not in the Sefer, right? My oldest daughter I learned Yehoshua with. We wrote a drasha Yehoshua. Second oldest daughter we learned. My first oldest daughter we learned Daniel. So we spoke about the frogs. The frogs died al Kiddush Hashem. Second one was Yehoshua. Spoke about Yehoshua. How could he marry Rachav? The third one was this Stira and Mishlei. I learned Mishlei. The fourth one was Shmuel. Shmuel, say for Shmuel, I believe we learned. Or Malachim. It was Malachim. About Achnas Zorachim, Lomdus and Anach Zorachim. And the last one we learned was Sefer Rus. Spoke about in Sefer Rus about, I think the Gimelus Chasadim in Rus. Okay? So, because my youngest daughter's name is Rus. So, first, so that we had Elias, Nate, you had Akasha. Yeah, go ahead. No, that would not count. Not count as brachas. Shmiris would not count. It's a good kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Oren. It's a good kasha. I generally say Hashem. But if you're quoting a full pasuk, you can say Hashem's name. But you have to know whether you're quoting a full pasuk. You don't know, it's always better to say Hashem. Asia Sal, you're saying a full pasuk that you can say Hashem, Hashem, if you want. Yes, Jake.
Can you count the shots for the 100
rabbis? If you all like the Rav Shtickle Torah that you're being Motzi Hatzibor, that there's a Tfilat Hatzibor and you say Amen without Rav Shmuel, yes. Well said. Yes, Yosef. Mishabrua goes through the count of Memvav. You look up the Mishabrua, okay? Simon Memvov, yes. Sifkot Yadalin. That's how he's Masber. Okay? Let's just do one more Nakuda and then we got to start, guys. The Ramah concludes Sif Aleph and Reish Sadi that if you usually sleep during the afternoon, you should also do so on Shabbos because it's part of Onig Shabbos. There's an inin to sleep a nap on Shabbos afternoon if you can. if you can, and if it's in. That's the Karasa L'Shab is a Shena Meshubakas. We say it in Zmiris. Sleep is praiseworthy, right? Now, if you don't have to, if you slept a lot, fine. You don't have to. You're going to learn. L'mais is not a problem. Okay? So that's the din halach L'mais. Yes? Yeah. But if you need the nap, you should nap. Yeah, if you don't need it, you don't force yourself to do it. But if you need it, there's an added mitzvah. Do you have to say Birkas HaTorah after the nap? Mr. Bruce says it's really two opinions. Our minig, I think most people's minig is not to say Birkas HaTorah after the nap. Okay, but Mr. Bruce does quote, if you sleep more than a half an hour in a bed, could be you need Birkas HaTorah. It's machlokes, but we're usually makel about it. Okay? All right, let's stop here. Here's the Mar Makaymus, guys. Please chazer over. I hope you have a chazer over from yesterday. We did a lot yesterday. Please chazer over. And we continue.